Testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 7.
By Representative White, ask everyone to stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative White.
Please pray with me, if you will. Father, thank you for the opportunity to serve in this House. Thank you for all the great helpers we have here that provides security, guidance, record keeping, a clean environment, and so much more. Guide us as we make the laws that will affect every citizen of North Carolina. Help us to honor you with our decisions as we appreciate the, as we appropriate the taxpayers' earnings. Help us to be aware of their labors and help us to be frugal as we direct the resources to the needs of, our, of this great state. Thank you for your leadership and for our House members. Thank you for our leaders in the House who have taken on this great work for our beloved citizens. In your name, Jesus, I pray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Penny, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February the 1st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves the journal for February 1st be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introduction to bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representatives Lowry, Brendan Jones, Miller, and Carson Smith, House Bill 39, Kayla's Act, Protecting Domestic Violence Victims. Representatives Moore, Sauls, Miller, and Willingham, House Bill 40, Prevent Rioting and Civil Disorder.
On House Bill 39, the chair refers the bill to Judiciary 2 if favorable rules counted in Operations House. As to House Bill 40, chair refers the bill to Judiciary 2 if favorable rules counted in Operations of the House.
Representatives Bradford, Mills, and McNeely, House Bill 41, Hotel Safety Issues.
Bill is referred to Judiciary 1 if favorable rules counted in Operations of the House. Members, pursuant to the announcement made multiple times this week, there were no votes this week. There will be votes next week on Wednesday. So, chair's going to set session, unless it's changed on Tuesday, but, members should plan on session being on this coming Wednesday at 3 p.m. So, Wednesday at 3. Chair does expect that there'll be some committee meetings on Tuesday. And there may be some committee meetings on Thursday as well, but the only day that we have slated for votes this week is Wednesday. If we see a need to add votes to Thursday, members will be more than informed of that on Wednesday while we're here, but I frankly don't see that happening. So I think Wednesday's there. But again, notice to those members here and those who are listening from elsewhere that this period of rather lax schedule will not continue indefinitely. We'll see the pace pick up very quickly as bills are already moving through the committee process. Anything from the clerk? Notice the announcements from the members. For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Cervania, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I asked it to be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
The lady's request is so ordered, and the lady has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege on the matter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This time of year, let me start by saying it's an honor to be serving the North Carolina state as myself and as Representative Yalu have been elected the first Asian Americans to serve in the North Carolina General Assembly and the first Asian American women to serve in this great house. This time of year, we celebrate a new year, Lunar New Year, which started on January 22nd and goes to February 5th. This is in to recognize that Lunar New Year and the Asian American community here in North Carolina has been significant in contributing to the rich history and diversity when it comes to the great state of North Carolina. So we want to encourage our friends and family to celebrate during this auspicious time and learn more about the great traditions of this holiday and the contributions of the Asian American Pacific Islander community. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. Any further notices or announcements? I think the groundhog had one earlier. It's going to be six more weeks of winter, so I hope he was wrong. Seeing nothing further, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Penny, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, February the 6th at 4:30 p.m., standard to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, February 6th at 4:30 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Statement acknowledging the Lunar New Year of 2023, whereas the Lunar New Year is an important holiday celebrated by people of Asian descent throughout the world, and whereas the Lunar New Year begins on the second new year after the winter solstice ends and with the full moon 15 days later, and whereas this year's Lunar New Year began on January 22nd, and whereas this Lunar New Year is the year of the rabbit and is the time to wish others good fortune, health, prosperity, and happiness, and whereas the Asian American and Pacific Islander community contributes to the cultural, civic, academic, and economic success of North Carolina, and whereas the celebration of the Lunar New Year shows our state's rich cultural history and recognition of our racial and cultural diversity, and whereas the state of North Carolina encourages our people to join friends and neighbors in celebrating the Lunar New Year and to learn about the rich traditions of this auspicious holiday and the contributions of the AAPI community to our state. Now, therefore, the Lunar New Year is an occasion worthy of recognition and celebration by all North Carolinians, in witness whereof the undersigned certifies the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the second day of February 2023, submitted by Representative Cervania, Representative Liu, attested to House Principal Clerk James White.